about the punt return yesterday?
Oh, well, like I said yesterday, my guys did a good job of blocking for me, you know. And I just found the right hole, and I just hit it.
Now, how was it? You were run down the sideline. Their punter, I mean, he couldn't even push you out of bounds. How weak is that?
Oh, well, he thought I was going to cut inside of him, and I just kept it to the outside and just made him miss.
I think he just fell down on purpose. So what do you do? I guess you got 2 weeks in a row. What do you do next week for an encore?
Oh, man, you know, just come out to practice this week and just work on things I need to work on and get better as a special teams unit and see what happens.
The more you work with these guys on the special teams, do you get to get a feel for each other and you know, understand what everybody's strengths and weaknesses are?
Yeah, I think for me being here the last 3 weeks, I think we're starting to get the feel of each other, and we're getting to start feeling the calls that the coaches is calling.
You the fastest guy on the team?
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah? Who challenges?
I don't know.
You're the fastest guy in the league.
Good. Did you realize you flipped the ball?
I didn't realize that. It happened last week too, and I thought I was actually in the end zone this time, but they told me I wasn't, so I had to go back and look at the film, and I really wasn't. So coach told me the next time just bring him the ball, so we'll be all right.
Yeah, Coach Fox talked about that in his press conference. He said you have to bring it to Coach Rogers. So is that going to be the new plan?
Yeah, it's a new plan, is just cross the goal line and bring him the football to be on the safe side.
I don't know if you know this or not, but Stat was pointing out, you're the only undefeated player in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I know.
How's that feel?
Yeah, I talk about it all the time, you know, man. It's just something just to talk about.
What's the origin of your celebration, your little
headbutt? There's nothing to go behind it, you know, just being excited, crossing the goal line.
But how has it felt? I mean, you've only been here 4 weeks. You're now getting the end zone in back-to-back weeks. Obviously, the Texans are still doing well without you, but you're at least showing the rest of the league. And is there some satisfaction or extra satisfaction with how you play?
Oh, yeah, it just feels good, you know, just know that the special teams and I have to be accounted for in the game plan. So we just come out every week and just practice hard and be ready to go.
Do you think the Texans were trying to slide you through waivers and bring you back?
I think that's what they was trying to do. They was trying to slide me through waivers and bring me back on the practice squad.
So what were your feelings? Because I know they've signed you, they've cut you,
I didn't have any hard feelings towards those guys. You know, those guys gave me opportunities, so I was just taking it one day at a time and waiting on the next call.
When you saw your replay, you really think you let the ball go before?
Yeah, I really think I did. But like I said, Coach Rogers just told me next time just bring him the football and we'll be on the safe side.
Now, how nicely did he tell you that when you got to the sideline?
He didn't have a problem with it. You know, he just told me just next time just make sure I sprint across the finish line at the goal line and bring him the ball.
They tell you this after?
Yeah, they told me that after the big return.